brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Incredible stuff's going on as the establishment tries to take over the alternative media. If people only knew how bizarre my life is. I wish I could tell people, but I can't. Let's just say it's not boring around here. Let's just say I don't have trouble getting out of bed in the morning. But then there's so much I wish I did later. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Travis in Washington. Wife works in medical system and data mining. What's your take on all this stuff that's happening?
Oh, gosh, Alex, it's crazy. Well, first-time caller, I've been listening to you about a year and a half or so. I fell back asleep for a lot of years, wife, kids, all that stuff.
I know how it is.
You made a point a while back that you said that some people are immune to all the crap that they shove at you, and I think that's true to a certain extent. I've always kind of seen past things, seen things differently and whatnot, but that's the one thing, you know, you push the fluoride stuff, the, you know, everything else, that's the one thing most people aren't immune to, is that numbing effect. That being said, yeah, my wife came home yesterday and she looked kind of strange, and to preface this, she's starting to wake up, but she thinks I'm nuts half the time. But she came home with this weird look on her face and said, "You wouldn't believe what I found out today." And she told me, she works in mental health care. Her job right now is basically as a care coordinator, and she basically mitigates the amount of hospital care and whatnot that patients go through to keep them from going into the system too much. So she tells me that the program that they use to basically correlate all the data and figure out why they're seeing the doctors too much, or, you know, to slow them down, whatnot, this, that, and the other, is called PRISM. And I went, what? What do you mean it's called PRISM? And she said that she, it caught her eye, or caught her ear, because she had heard me talking about it before.
Yeah, that's NSA, yeah.
Yep, and I said, well, it's this, that's what NSA's program is. And she said, no, this is the NSA's program. The medical industry is... basically, they have limited access to health histories and...
Sir, let me stop. That's what I'm saying. Over 1,000 major companies just in the U.S. alone nexus into the NSA. This is actually public. And they dump all your data into the NSA, and then they get to share limited data back out, and they're nexusing this so that if you ever go see the psychologist and want to put it on your insurance... to get it paid for, they're going to give you a psychological designation. They're going to take your guns. So, yes, when you go to the psychologist, now the little one down the street for now that just puts it on paper records and stuff, that's not happening yet, but it's going to be phased in. So, yes, sir. So tell me what else your wife said.
Well, she said that she asked, there's a whole lot of, you know, bureaucracy involved in it. And one of the things that she asked was, well, why can't I just get an access code to the program to go in and do the calculations myself? And she said, oh, no, her boss said, oh, no, we can't. They only give us limited access, because if you had access to the whole thing, you had to have access to classified stuff and everything else. And she said it shocked her that that system was integrated into the healthcare as well. And that's one of the things that I think people need to realize.
It's yes, sir. We wrote articles last year. You can pull them up on Infowars.com, that Obama healthcare, Obamacare puts your health records into the NSA. And that's what it is. Yes, sir. So I think you should write a report up. You can put a nom de plume on it if you want. Or she could write a report, send it to us, and we'll publish it. And then we'll tie it in, though, to all the articles. But when it's a person on the inside talking about it, even though she's not whistleblowing, it still has more of an effect with people. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Well, and that's one of the things that that first stuck out in my head was to ask her, well, I'm going to start to work her a little bit, see if she'll get a screenshot or something redacting any personal information, but get some sort of screenshot or any kind of documentation on it that she can. She might not, but...
Well, no, I mean, that's why the new Obamacare thing says when you have it that you waive all your rights to privacy. But they're doing it to everybody. Get a screenshot, send it to showtips@infowars.com. Stay there, I'm going to get your number.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. We have a guest, a top meteorologist and astrophysicist, coming on who a year ago, early 2013, was on. And then I also had him on after Bilderberg, as I saw him out there in England. Piers Corbin, not Piers Morgan, Piers Corbin. And he's going to be joining us coming up in about 5 minutes from England, from weatheraction.com. He predicted extremely cold weather because of the sun decreasing its activity and some other issues. And, of course, the media said it was going to be record hot and was proven wrong. But so what? They're a pack of liars by design. But I want to explain something. Through the Total Information Awareness Network that Admiral Poindexter rolled out in 2001 when everybody was scared, it was already in place. They tried to get everybody to accept total NSA surveillance then. And he wrote an article for the New York Times saying everything you do is watched, every major corporation from pizza places to you name it, when you buy something, uploads it to us. If there's a warrant out for your arrest, when you order a pizza, the police are coming. And every bank account, everything you do and everything you eat, we're going to track it for your own good. And people freaked out, so they backed off and said, we're not doing that. And we were talking to Travis, and the only reason I'm holding him over is because, A, he sounds credible. B, I already know what he's saying is true. But to hear it from his wife, who is a healthcare manager over the mental health division of a hospital, and now under Obamacare, they go into the PRISM system you've heard of, the prison software, PRISM, that's been used to spy on everybody. And it is an NSA database, and she's not allowed to get into it because she'd see everything, the whole file on you, everything you're doing. That the NSA people can go in and see everything. They want to turn on their girlfriend's webcam, or the school wants to turn on webcams and watch people. They do it. And all the government bureaucrats will end up being given access to this to run roughshod over everybody. It's called infrastructure protection. And so they're phasing it in, first to power plants, and then into police stations, and then into everything. And then you get your data and you put it in there. Imagine what Richard Nixon did with income tax records against people in an enemies list. Look at how Obama has an enemies list that I'm on. It's been reported. Now they've got access into your data, and they've got access into your computer to plant whatever they want. A rogue, criminal, global system of spying and control that's totally illegal every time they do it, felonies. And so this fella called in and said his wife thought he was a kook until recently. She's starting to wake up, but she came home because, you know, all the sitcoms say the woman's the boss and the man's the kook, and even if she loves her husband or whatever, still, it's kind of like an attitude. Oh, you know, all women have seen hundreds of thousands of times since they were kids the image that men are buffoons and women know best and the state knows best above women, and that there's nothing going on bad and only kooks believe it. And I'm not psychoanalyzing his wife from afar, but as she begins to see what's going on, oh, maybe her husband knows something. Maybe he does care about her. Maybe he's not just paranoid. And then she goes and says, yeah, we have a prison system now under Obamacare. He goes, oh, that's the name of the NSA thing. And she goes, no, it is the NSA, they told us. I'm dialing into the NSA. Of course you are. When I went to get some Claritin last week because of allergies at Walgreens, the woman obviously knew who I was at the pharmacy. I had to stand in line for 30 minutes waiting for them to come to me to buy an over-the-counter medication. They're going to make everything behind the counter, basically, is what this is, a digital wall. And I went up. And she goes, do you know about this medication? Do you know what it can be used for? And I'm just like, yeah, there's a huge, you know, cedar fever in Austin. She goes, I know it's sold out, except for a few boxes. She says, give me your driver's license. She swipes it now. They don't just check it to see, you know, who you are and put it in the log, because you could make methamphetamine with it, hypothetically. Well, so what? I could make Molotov cocktails with gasoline. Do I need to show my ID to do that? Well, yes, now they're saying they want that. It's all about you show your ID to buy and sell to then get the cashless society in, where even if you pay with cash, they track what you do, and then they can put the VAT tax on it, the national sales tax. See, this is the total control grid going in here. And it's all conditioning us, and everyone's a secret police officer. When you rent a car, when you get a hotel, when you do anything, there's 20 questions. They're putting you in an NSA database. The hotels, the car rentals, the aircraft, you know, the airports. But it's not to keep you safe. It is to watch you, so the criminal group has all the data on how to rig the economy, how to actuary the economy, and how to go after anybody they don't like. This is hellish. This is hellish. So recap your story, sir, and then finish up. Then I'm going to go to our guest. After he's gone, I'll go back to the callers that are holding. But finish your point, Travis, from Washington. Was this a wake-up call for her, and what was the rest of the story?
Yeah, it was a bit of a wake-up call. It kind of put two and two together in her head. And she is she's a strong-willed, intelligent woman that has bought into a lot of stuff, but she is starting to, you know, reclaim a bit of her true independence, not her socially authorized feminist garbage. And that's one of the things that I explained to her, is that this isn't some huge thing right now, but it's, like you said, it's an incremental process. This is what they're getting people used to say, okay, well, we think you've seen the doctor too many times, we're not going to allow this one, or you have a reoccurring issue that seems to be something mental, so we're going to, you know, based on all your information, we're going to file you over in this direction and put you on our mental health side. And she said that that's one of the things that she noticed, is that one of the programs is just a medical side, home health care, and the other is a mental health. And she sees clients being transferred from the standard medical side to the mental health side when they
have. That's what they're doing. Under insurance, they go, you know, you're stressed. I'm going to transfer your insurance over to this area. It'll get you more coverage. Now you're in there. Special needs area. Now they can take your rights away. Now they can surveil you. And I knew this when we had our first child, my son, 11 years ago. The head nurse for that floor asked me, oh, will you take this down to the first floor for me? And then when I came back, my wife goes, man, she was asking if we have money, if you hit me, how nice I am. And she said, you know, he's great, blah, blah, blah. The lady came back and I said, you put that in the database, didn't you? She goes, yeah, the health department, we're required to. And I said, really, you're required to? Kind of like cops walked up to our reporters and said, you're not allowed to film a wastewater plant from a public, you know, sidewalk. And we said, is there a law? And they said, no, but, you know, we'll arrest you if you don't. I mean, there's no law. We're just doing it. We have guns. And you know, why are you giving us trouble? You know, your First Amendment's trouble. Being a media is evil. You know, you're an empowered individual. You're the enemy. I mean, the cops don't know this. They're brainwashed, too. I'm telling them. I'm reverse engineering this for them. And this is the takeover. And they're putting everyone in the mental health system. That's the New Freedom Initiative, is to make at least half the public basically mentally ill, listed. And people are going to go mentally ill because society's breaking down. It's screwed up. The radiation, the food, the garbage, the GMO, the fluoride. I mean, society's screwed up. Men have been emasculated. Women have been turned into tarts. The children are falling apart. I mean, this is a societal overwrite, a societal crisis they create to then collapse things into their own hands. And everything is being fed into the NSA. The NSA is a front computer database for the Fortune 1000, really, who set it up and get paid. There, as I've said, Microsoft and all those guys, Apple, you name it, Google, they're really the corporate NSA. And then the NSA is only their mass interface that they integrate into, forcing all the smaller companies and corporations and groups to put their data in so they can then mine it and control it to actuary the shutdown of all the competition. Do you understand that? Does that make sense, brother?
Absolutely. Well, hey, one thing I want to say to everybody that is the most important thing, if you've got any inkling that things just aren't right, there's a reason for that. That's your instinct, your God-given nature, looking around you, seeing what's going on, saying something's not right. Use that. Look into things. Question everything. My goodness. When I first started listening to you, I thought you were a bit radical and extreme, and then I started looking into things and started remembering that sense from when I was younger, before I had kids, that something's not right. And it's there. The information's out there. It's hard to get to sometimes, but look for it. Dig.
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned healthcare hooking into the NSA. That actually came out in, you know, just the back of financial publications and trade publications dealing with how everything's nexusing into this. But then you call in and I remember how much worse it is than I'm even saying. And then we point it out on air and now it'll draw attention. Undoubtedly, under whistleblowing, now in this new tyranny, who knows, everything's illegal and anything good is illegal. She can undoubtedly take screenshots of all of that as long as there's no personal data or, you know, no information on the people. But what's more important is her testimony, and if you email it to us, her testimony, not with the name of the hospital, not the group, not any of that, because that is proprietary, but protected under whistleblowing, but let's just not do that. Write a five-page or a five-paragraph, and we'll write a five-page article around it with all the documents, with open source information to prove it. Have her write up a five paragraph write up. Send a screenshot of the Prism NSA interface, her testimony that she was told this is the NSA that you're interfacing with. And then we'll have a huge national breaking story on that. Again, out of Washington State, just like a whistleblower there gave us the data on the police under NSA with illegal spy hubs grabbing all the cell phone traffic and lying to the city council about it. That program has now been suspended, is in deep trouble, and the legislature is moving to criminalize it. It's already illegal, but they're moving to double criminalize it. So give us that data and that testimony. We'll then link it to open source proofs, and we will hammer the enemy. God bless you. I appreciate it, Travis.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, we're going to be calling you, okay? Rob Dude, get his info, and then give this to Mikhail Thalen, or give it to Gucciardi, or give it to Watson. And just make sure they know we already broke this last year. We got to go find all the articles we wrote about it, that Obamacare is the back door for NSA takeover of your medical records. I believe that was the headline. If we search that, I mean, I know I said that 500 times on air and then pointed out where it was. So I just want to show people that. Okay, we're going to come back with Piers Corbin of WeatherAction.com. I appreciate him joining us. He'll be with us till 45 after. Then we'll continue with your calls and other news I haven't hit yet. And there's a lot of it. You know, the police can't even find police now that can write. from millennials, so they're having to hire middle-aged and old people. The dumbing-down process has been so successful that even police departments that for 40 years don't hire folks with over 100 IQs, they can't hire people with 75 IQs.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Information war.
Inconstant.
Al Jones back live. There is a war on for your mind. Al Gore in 2007 and in 2009 on record, we'll show you some screenshots of these news articles, said that the Arctic, the North Pole, would be completely melted in winter by 2013. It's expanded and is the thickest in many, many decades being recorded. The Northern Hemisphere has seen record cold temperatures across the board. temperature records have been smashed all across North America. It goes on and on and on. And Piers Corbin in the last 5 years has come on a few times a year, and we appreciate it. He's the owner and operator of Weather Action, a very powerful web presence exposing what's happening. He heads up weatheraction.com, and he's been featured on Fox News, BBC, you name it, many other news programs for accurately predicting what would happen 30, 45, 60 days in advance, and sometimes 6 months to a year ahead, dealing with the solar winds and the moon and how that affects climate. Now, the UN says that's not the case. It's your car, and you got to pay them money, and they'll save you. But they've been fully discredited, but they don't care. They're still moving forward. So he predicted record cold temperatures a year ago on this show, and then about 6 months ago on this broadcast. He's back to tell us how he was able to predict that. And then coming up in the next segment, he's going to tell us what he sees for the spring, what he sees for the summer into the fall and next year, looking into not a crystal ball, but into the heavens and that big ball of gas, that huge nuclear reactor burning in the sky that actually drives our climate. Piers, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's great to be on your show, Alex.
Great to have you. This is a short segment, long segment coming up.
Yep.
How did you predict it all as usual?
We understand in a predictable way the key things the sun is going to do and how the moon will modulate the particles coming from the sun in what is called the solar wind, the rush of particles which comes at a million miles an hour. And the sun-earth connection is primarily magnetic, and the moon's modulation of it is magnetic. So we can ascertain when similar sun-earth magnetic states happened in the past, as will take place sometime in the future. And we use the weather in the past to predict the future. So these very extreme events in Europe and in America were things that had happened in the general terms in the past, and we use those as the predictors. And that includes things like this polar vortex, which is a kind of, well, media term, if you like, but that type of very cold weather has happened before in the USA.
Well, when my dad was a little boy, it was a lot colder than it even is now, but now it's going, and now it's going back towards being cold again.
That's right. That's right.
Are we in danger of slipping back into a mini ice age, as many people think?
We are, yes. The big variations in the jet stream, which is this kind of guiding thing behind where the low pressure systems track, it now goes up to the north and down to the south in great big long deep waves, and this is a characteristic of mini ice ages. So it means on average the northern hemisphere is colder, with longer colder winters, late springs, and wet summers, but in some places sometimes it's also going to be very mild, where the jet stream is going, taking warm air northwards. And for example, the British Isles now is in fact in such a situation, so we've got a mild winter, whereas you've got an astoundingly cold episodes happening in many parts of the USA, but especially the north, central, and northeast parts.
Amazing. And again, you don't like to toot your horn, but you do have the reports from last year. And
well, absolutely, yes, yes. And interestingly, of course, the warmists have got nothing to say except lie, and I do mean lie. They claim, oh, yes, this is all CO2. Now, I was at a meeting last year in October in the Royal Society in London where the IPCC, that's the United Nations Climate Committee, were reporting, you know, to the public and scientists mainly, what's going on. And they said there's all these variations in the jet stream happening. We don't know why, and it doesn't follow from anything to do with our CO2. More CO2 doesn't make these wild waves in the jet stream. So I stood up and said, well, we predicted these things are going to happen some time ago. We know why it's happening. It's to do with solar-lunar effects. And that is the only way you can understand these things, certainly not by CO2.
Tell you what, stay there. It's simply incredible. And people can go to your site and see the published reports from a year ago, 6 months ago. We had him on. You heard him. He said, one whopper of a freezing winter. Get ready. We're in danger of a new ice age.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. And tell that midnight rider.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who continues year after year to predict the weather accurately, dealing with the sun and the cycles it's going through, is with us. And by the way, I've interviewed many other astrophysicists, scientists, meteorologists who are on record
talking to the man from
who are on record saying the exact same thing. It's not like only Piers Corbin is saying this. He's just very good with the mathematics to break it down for decades. As a meteorologist, as an astrophysicist at weatheraction.com. But I want to give you the floor for the next 10 minutes, sir. I know your time's important. To present to us the fraud of the warmest, how they're wanting to demonize CO2 so they can tax it while ignoring real environmental issues. And then tell us what you think's coming in the future with their movement, how we counter it when we've been proven totally accurate and right. Al Gore's been proven to be a fraud, saying polar bears can't swim, and that it's all just a power grab. And then tell us, most importantly, what's coming up now where most of our listeners are in the Northern Hemisphere, Europe, and the United States, Canada, what we can expect according to past trends with similar solar and lunar activity.
Yes, right. Okay, well, two things there. First of all, the CO2 story or lie, and then secondly, what's happening next? Well, first of all, on the CO2 story, I mean, the reason for it is, as you said, it's a tax collecting scam, it's social control, it's a way of creating a bubble of false value through carbon trading. And there's a lot of people riding on it. So they are prepared to tell lies in order to keep the story going. And that means, for example, that people like me just never get a look in on BBC television, even though they'll have the other side on all the time talking nonsense. Now, they claim, basically, were claiming before, that the world was warming due to CO2. Now, the world is not warming. In fact, on real data, it's cooling, and even on their fiddle data, it's not warming. It's staying flat or cooling a little bit. So they can't say that anymore. Instead, they talk about climate change, and now we've got all these quite considerable extremes going on. They say that extremes are caused by CO2. Now, this is a lie, and the people who put this forward know it's a lie. Because they also know, these scientists, that they cannot explain the variations in the jet stream, which are the root cause of these extremes. Whereas we can, the solar lunar theory can, and we can prove absolutely that it is due to the sun. Because we can predict solar events, coronal holes, big solar flares, and when these are going to happen, and then what will follow. And one thing which follows is at times you have these warmings of the stratosphere. Now, when these warmings of the stratosphere happen, they encourage changes lower down in the troposphere, that is where the weather happens, and bigger variations in the jet stream. And that is what is happening now. We predicted some warmings of the stratosphere. They have happened, or indeed are happening, as we speak. Whereas the CO2 people can explain none of this whatsoever. So they know when they say it's CO2, they are lying. And they're going to carry on lying as long as the governments allow them to and encourage them to and shovel them money in order to lie. So what can the public do about that? Well, the thing is you have to demand your politicians only listen to proven science and just say, look, the CO2 people have got no evidence. And if any politician says they have, just say to him, OK, where is it? And you'll be surprised that politicians will then shut up and they'll probably refuse to talk to you. Or you might get some on your side. And there are, well, in America, there's more politicians skeptical or, you know, or know the CO2 story is a lie and are prepared to say it than in Britain. But we do have an increasing number in Britain, and I think there will be a change at some point, but it has to be worked on.
I was about to say, just last week it came out in the news that the BBC has secret meetings with their thousands of news presenters of how to defraud the public and keep the lie going.
That's right, absolutely. See, the BBC is meant to be publicly controlled. It's meant to be open, accountable. Now, this was a lie. They had this meeting in January 2006 where they said they were calling together 28 scientific experts to establish beyond any reasonable doubt what was really going on. Actually, there were two scientists present, and the rest were all Greenpeace fraudsters, various people on the gravy train, assorted liars, people of whom I have absolutely zero respect. And there were two scientists who were on the gravy train themselves. Now, of course, that meeting wasn't discussing science. It was discussing how to lie, which is why the BBC spent huge amounts of effort, legal defences, to prevent who was at this meeting being made. No. Now, the judges, to give them their credit, have now said, no, BBC can't hide these things, and the list of who was there is public. Now, I've met three of those people, and, you know, it's very interesting what happened subsequent to that meeting, because one of the very interesting things was about the insurance industry in Britain. We have been predicting floods that happened in 2007, for example. And the insurance industry has spent £6 million on predicting, on a flood map, flood risk map for Britain, to show when floods are most likely to happen. where they'll happen, and if they happen, are you, who's going to be affected? So I phoned them up and said, well, that's a great map you've got. Do you want to know if it's actually going to flood? And they said, no, we don't want to know. I said, what? You don't want to know? No, we don't want to know. Now, in the conversation that followed, it was basically the reason they said, well, you're on the wrong bus, Mr. Corbyn. And you think about it, the reason why they don't want to know is kind of obvious. They are defrauding the public by claiming there's going to be loads of floods. Now, there will be floods, of course, at some times. But they want people to buy insurance that they won't use. And, of course, me popping up one year saying, oh, there will be floods this year or there won't be, would mean that someone who had bought the insurance when the insurance companies knew there was going to be no floods could take them to court, you see, and argue the toss. So they don't want to hear.
I remember you were on a couple of years ago talking about the drought in the Midwest and Texas.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you predicted, due to solar activity, and that the flooding would come soon, and then now we've seen some of the worst flooding on record. Again, how do you do that so accurately? And then, A, in the time we've got left, what's coming? What's coming?
In January, for example, that was those snowmageddons, if you like. You had three of those or so in December, and these super cold whacks in January. We predicted those from the careful timing of the solar lunar effects and when they happened in the past, sometimes a number of times in the past, and then say, okay, so this message is on, and we can say when. Give or take a day or so. I mean, I suppose the super cold came a day or two earlier than we said, but, you know, it carried on, and it was pretty, you know, it was basically there when we said, in where we said as well. So we're pleased with that. And I've just been thinking about your people who listen to your show, and what we ought to do, I think, is we'll give free extra forecasts for the next 3 days for anyone getting USA forecasts, and we'll put on the website, this is for Alex Jones Show listeners, but of course anyone who gets on there will take advantage of it, but that doesn't matter. So for the next 3 days, we'll give people extra forecasts, so you, instead of buying one, you get two, you see. So when you pay for 1 month, you get 2 months.
Well, it's certainly worth it, and we should probably try to even get you
as weatheraction.com, yeah.
Absolutely. But in general, coming up, because you make these predictions each year on the show.
Yes. What's coming up? Well, we have not yet done, actually, a detailed forecast for the USA or Britain for the coming 6 months. But we are doing it and extending the time ahead. And what is obvious is that these wild swings of the jet stream are going to continue. So it will mean another summer of dramatic contrast in the USA. So, you know, very hot, dry bits in places and breaking down in other parts to, you know, severe rain and cold bits. And similar type of contrast in Britain, although Britain is smaller, so it, you know, the variations across it might not be so large as they are across the US of A. But a characteristic of last summer, for example, or even this winter, was we had quite warm in the southwest USA, very warm at times, as well as being very cold in the northeast. Now, this type of conflict will continue. I'm not saying it will be that contrast exactly, but that type of thing will continue.
And that's because the jet stream is moving wildly, because the sun is doing what?
Wildly down.
And the sun is the main driver. Explain that to people.
Yeah. The sun, sending its particles out, charge particles, are captured by the various planets, one of them being the Earth, and they're magnetically connected to the sun. So when the magnetic connections are favorable, you get more of these particles. And the moon interrupting or not, the solar wind also, again, changes the number and effect of the particles. And these particles, they change the rate at which weather fronts operate. So when we have our R5 period, they call it, that means red weather action period level five, it means that weather fronts are much more intense. And you can see that in this very cold bit, as it was warming up, we warned there will be tornadoes. Now, somebody emailed in and said, what tornadoes? And of course, they started at the start of this period. I said, well, just wait and see. And sure enough, there were tornadoes at the end of that in various places as the warm air met the colder, as we predicted.
Well, I mean, the big issue here is farmers going back thousands of years looked at how the sun was acting and how the moon was acting and, had lore about weather according to the sun and moon because they didn't know that the sun had basically these winds to boil it down. And then when the moon gets in front of the earth, I mean, it's more complex than that, but that obviously that's one of the main drivers of climate. But you talk to a mainline meteorologist, they'll tell you the sun has nothing to do with it. I mean, that's asinine.
Mentally defective, frankly. You know, I mean, we ought to call the science of these so-called scientists what it is. It is mentally defective. It's cretin. It's cretinism. I mean, you know, the Vikings knew that when there was aurora, as sure as night follows day, storms will follow. And that's always the case. You have big aurora, you will have big storms, especially in the northern hemisphere.
And for those that don't know, that's when there's more radiation coming in from the sun, causing an aurora borealis. I mean, everybody knows now that when you get a big solar flare that hits the Earth, it will produce nuclei, then you'll have a bunch of rain come out of a clear sky, it'll form clouds, and you'll get rain. I mean, it's funny, the astrophysicists all know this, NASA knows this, but even their own scientists won't come out and say it. It's just ridiculous.
Right. NASA knows it, but they won't say it. After all, who's paying them? I mean, they're on a government payroll, which is there to rob the public through, you know, carbon taxes, subsidies to various green, dodgy operations and so forth. So we have a lack of accountability in the state apparatus when that should be where we have accountability. And it's only when voters rise up and demand accountability from their politicians that we're going to get somewhere. I mean, you should vote out, chuck out the people that don't believe in accountability.
Very well said, sir. Well, listen, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Do we have any idea in this sun cycle? I mean, I know when you know the sun's doing something or going in a certain cycle, you can predict with 90% or more accuracy what's going to happen. But generally, you know, the sun, we don't know, always acts the same.
Sorry, what's happening? Yeah, we around now, with this month and last month, well, the early part of this month, we've had a lot of extrasolar activity, which we predicted, and it came on time. I'm very pleased with that. The next few months, though, month or two, it's going to be much quieter. There'll be much less solar activity, less aurora, which often favours cold weather and less active weather fronts. So there will be some more cold blasts in general, we can say, without doing the detailed forecast, but, you know, we can't say for sure where. And one thing we're pretty aware of already, though, is that the Olympics in the Winter Olympics in Russia, there will be a lot of very cold air there and cold, snowy blasts, so they're not going to be troubled by mild air, which is probably good news.
What about the Olympics coming up that they're wanting to have out in the middle of the desert in the Middle East?
Well, I think that's insane by any measure. You know, it's just complete balmy insanity. I mean, there's a reason why people don't live there. I mean, it's because it's too damn hot. So, I mean, to run Olympics there is just completely stupid. It's some money-grabbing operation.
Well, we are seeing more and more insane behavior. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Pierce. All right, there he goes, the head of Weather Action, the man who predicted so much of what happened this winter. You can go back to the show last time he was on. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And like you said, the Vikings basically knew this stuff. When there's a big aurora borealis, that means they didn't know what was causing that, the Northern Lights. They thought it was Thor riding around in his chariot. They just knew that mean a bunch of weather was going to come the next few days because all that nuclei comes in, creates static electricity, to boil it down to layman's terms, that then allows water droplets to condense to make bigger droplets, clouds, rain, thunderstorms, snow. I mean, it's just the sun, folks. If it wasn't for the sun, the Earth would be absolute zero. Absolute zero. No life on it. But the UN says the sun has no effect on climate. I mean, that's like saying the sun has no effect on plants growing. I mean, and like you said, it is total mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. Total mental illness where they could come out and say the world's flat and people might believe it. I want to go to Michael, who says he works at a large financial company when we come back. Then John, a veteran. Tom in Missouri, former military, wants to give his take on the state of things. And Richard in Texas, toll road worker. I want to talk to all of you. I appreciate you holding. I get a lot of callers on and then We go to break and have a guest on, and then I get the guest off early so we can get to you. We'll do one little six-minute segment, one more five-minute segment. I'll try to shut up, get to all of you when we come back so that we can hear what you have to say. But then I get a great caller on earlier who was blowing the whistle with his wife working in healthcare, how they put all your data in the NSA. I actually had an article here from last year, July 21st. Move over NSA, here comes Obamacare Big Brother database. Yeah, but that is the NSA. And the news here is it ties directly in to the NSA with the PRISM software. And that's come out. The companies use this to then interface with it. That's what they're doing. It's not, oh, PRISM spying on you. That's like saying, you know, a car's running over you. No, someone else is driving it. The PRISM software is just the system to nexus it all in together. Don't forget, we're listener-supported. We got great Southern Mexican High Mountain coffee that InfoWars has put out, the best I think out there. So I have gotten a bunch of them and putting it out. Wake Up America Coffee, InfoWarsStore.com, the Patriot T-shirts, the great high quality water filters discounted with promo code WATER, the Nation Iodine, unlike anything, you know, nothing like it out there. InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support out there. We couldn't do it without you. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah.
broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Michael. Michael, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me. Michael, man, I'm calling out of the West Coast in San Diego, and don't even know where to start. I want to start. I work at a big kind of financial institution out here in San Diego. I won't name their name, but it starts with three letters, and there are just things that we are doing within our industry that I cannot take anymore. Personally, I'm 26. I took a service job. I was questioned for 2 months on any outside holdings that I have, which I don't. I don't invest. I was also asked to not disclose our certain fees that we are sliding into customers' accounts. I've also, we're on recorded lines, being in the service center, been asked not to go into anything political. And aside from that, we're about 12 miles away from Miramar airspace, and I have seen just tenfold increase in kind of military presence, looks like military operations drills, and wanted to get your take on that. And then secondly, I had an uncle who did some work with JAXA. He works with NASA for the precipitation satellite that they launched, and he's just got some photos, stories from Japan on the radiation over there, Japanese government coming out saying that iodine is in fact not helpful and toxic. He's got pictures of the coastal regions over there. And just wanted to get your take on all that. What do we do, and is the iodine back in supply?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the Japanese government say that, but it's on record that iodine is good for you with different isotopes to protect the thyroid so it doesn't absorb the bad isotopes. But the Japanese government has been lying, saying there's no radiation. They've been caught lying. That's all on record. They've got all sorts of propaganda here saying don't worry about radiation on the West Coast. It's just all part of this attitude of not caring. But I do know financial institutions are jacking up fees and stuff across the board and then trying to deny it later, like J.P. Morgan Chase and others. I remember Bank of America tried the $5 fee every time you use your debit card. I mean, they're talking about in the news making you pay to deposit money now because money is so worthless. The globalists can give themselves all the fiat money they want. So that's why they don't even need us in their economy anymore because it's so fraudulently based. Thanks for the call. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I've got about two or three comments for you, Alice. First of all, this NSA thing, you know, if they really wanted to change the way the NSA works, they should get Congress to enact a law that dissolves the FICA courts. You don't need a secret court to do business and to just delete everything that they don't need. You know, because otherwise it's just all rhetoric.
No, I know. They have secret courts about how they're spying on us, and they've been caught lying over and over again, and they have lapdog people in these courts. But that's a red herring, too, because most of the spying goes on outside that court anyways. It's just like a distraction. Like, well, we have a court over here.
Yeah, but, you know, they kind of like to use that to make us think that the government's working.
No, so, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, as far as the environment's concerned, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there's more active volcanoes right now since, you know, biblical times. And each one of those volcanoes is spewing out so much sulfur dioxide, carbon dioxide.
Oh, exactly. No, exactly. Great point. We're going to be right back. They just want a power grab, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Nation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.